I believe. We've looked at depression, certainly. And we have had people released from depression. I'm really pleased about that. But now we need to look at anger. I believe that is what the Lord would have us do. And there are so many verses in Scripture about anger. Let me just quote one or two of those to you right now. James, the brother of Jesus, in his first chapter, verses 19 and 20, he writes this. This you know, my beloved brethren, but let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. I could preach just on that one verse because it is so real. But let everyone be quick to hear, be slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Now look at what James is saying right here. He is saying slow to anger. What he's saying is not that you can't get angry. That would be ridiculous because there is righteous anger. But the important thing here to remember is James is saying, be slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. We already know that the Lord is slow to get angry, but full of unfailing love, says the Psalms. Proverbs, for instance, in chapter 14 and the 17th verse says, a quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of evil desires or devices is hated. You see, anger is wrong. Let me give you an example. If you get angry with a child, if you've got a young child, and you get angry with that child, if that child has done wrong, you're right to tell that child off. But your anger is wrong. Let me try and explain why. Because as you decide what you're going to do, as you decide that child's punishment, as you decide what you want to do, if you want to strike that child, for instance, if you were to strike that child in anger, the striking of that child would be so much more hurtful because you would put so much more force into it. Now, I'm not advocating that you should smack a child. I don't think you should at all. In fact, I advocated that all the way through my child's background. I did not want to strike my children at all. But if you strike a child out of anger, you're going to do so much more damage. If you give a child a little smack on the bottom because they've been naughty and they've maybe stretched across the road, I can remember my wife did that once when my daughter was, she was three, I think, and she went to cross the road quickly without even stopping, and she took her hand out of her mother's hand and started to run across the road. And it frightened my wife. But she didn't smack her hard. She just tapped her on the bottom just to let her know that what she did was wrong. But if she had smacked her out of anger, beloved, it would have been so much more terrible for that child. Some people have a very, very quick temper. I'm afraid I am one of those people. I used to have a very, very quick temper. And the Lord took away my anger. And it was an amazing thing that happened to me because I didn't even realize that that is what had happened. But I just felt so much more peace. Anger is a killer. Many people have been killed in domestic violence because of anger. That red hot rage that builds inside you, and you think you can do nothing about it. Well, you can. You can get rid of that red hot rage, beloved. You can let it go in Jesus' name if that is your desire. Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, chapter 4, verses 26 through 27 says this: be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. That is so wise. Those words are so wise when you think about it. You see, if we are angry, then it's very, very clear that we are giving a landing strip to the evil one, to Satan. I don't even like saying his name, to be honest. We are giving a landing strip to Satan, to the evil one. We are allowing him to come in. And I believe if we start by being quite angry, and that anger continues, it gives him a landing strip, and in he comes, and he causes all sorts of problems for us. I believe there's such a thing as righteous anger, and I believe the Lord God Almighty gets angry. But the Psalms tell us he is slow to anger, yet full of unfailing love. You see, if you look at love and anger and put the two together, what do you see? What can you see by looking at love and then looking at anger? In other words, if there is someone who loves you, yet they are angry with you, can that be love? Can that person love you? Think about it. As I've said, the Lord is slow to get angry. It's like a very, very slow burn. I believe we should be slow to anger. Let's just look at what James says again. But let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. If you look at that very carefully, if you are slow to speak, in other words, you are slow to respond to something that is likely to make you angry, you then have time to think about what you're going to say. And if you have time to think about what you're going to say, my guess is you're not going to get angry. I want to pray today that anger is taken away from us in Jesus' mighty name. If you know that you have anger in your heart, if you know that, inverted commas, you are an angry person, that is part of your personality, I want you to just repeat these words. Just say, yes, I am angry. I'm not an alcoholic myself, but I've often seen movies and films and reports about people that go to Alcoholics Anonymous, and there are these 12 steps, and they sit in a circle and they talk. And someone might well stand up and say, my name is Nigel, and I'm an alcoholic, and everyone says, hi, Nigel. What he's doing by saying that is he's declaring exactly what he is. He's saying, I am an alcoholic. What I want you to do is to declare now in Jesus' name, if you are angry, if you have that inside you, just say these words. Yes, I am angry. Okay, I want that anger that is in you, this is deep inside you, I want it to go in Jesus' name, because I want that to be replaced with such a wonderful freedom, such a lovely peace that comes from God Almighty himself, a peace, as the Bible says, that passes all understanding. If you can admit that you are an angry person, then it's quite clear to me that you want it gone in Jesus' name. And I believe today is that day. I believe today that anger is going to go. Say these words after me now. Heavenly Father, I recognize that I am an angry person. And I ask you in Jesus' name now to take that anger away from me. And fill it full of your wonderful love and your wonderful peace. In Jesus' mighty name. I believe it's going, beloved. Oh, Father, thank you for what you're doing in our lives. I give you the honor and the glory. And I pray in Jesus' name that peace would fall now. This one is a beautiful song. It's called Help Me to Be Holy, Rex Old Church. And that is exactly what our prayer is.